Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody listening. Thank you for listening, everybody.
All right. That was Serious Tings. How'd you come up with the title of that jam?
Yes, Serious Tings. Well, when I was making the track, of course, you guys can hear the reggae undertones of that track. So I wanted to bring that out in the title. And with Serious Tings, I was just trying to come up with a chorus, and Serious Tings just kept running in my head, so I was like, you know what, let me just use it as the chorus and the title track, so everybody knows Serious Tings. I have Serious Tings. We Jamaicans, we have Serious Tings.
Yes. All right, and we own some serious things here in on my show broadcasting right now. We have a lot of listeners that's just now getting to know who you are, tell a little briefly about yourself. yourself growing up and in what city and where you from?
Yes, so I'm Canadian born, Jamaican background, Jamaican raised, born in Toronto, in a little city known as, well, a little neighborhood, I mean, known as Jane and Finch. It's a lovely place, not so lovely before back in the day. It's notorious for a little bit of negativity, but we're trying to change that neighborhood right now. Jane and Finch, Driftwood, that's where I grew, that's where I was born. I was raised in Scarborough. It's a little outskirts of Toronto. And then I went to Brampton. So I'm all around the GTA, basically, the greater Toronto area, all around.
All right. So what is your ultimate desire, what you want people to get in your music?
Well, I definitely want them to see the diversity. I do a lot of reggae, obviously, but I do a lot of other things. I do pop music. I love R&B. I love hip-hop. That's my first love, hip-hop, definitely. So the versatility, I want them to know that I'm an all-around artist.
All right. And do you or did you play any other music instruments?
Yes, I actually did. I played the saxophone. Big up to all my awesome saxophone players. Yes, I did play the alto saxophone, and I miss it because it was a long time ago. But I want to definitely get back into playing instruments because I love instrumentals. I love live instruments, live bands. So I'm definitely influenced by instruments as well. And I try to use my vocal abilities as an instrument. That's how I look at it, as my instrument.
Right. So we're going to get into some of the music that's coming on my show that I'll be spinning. Tell the fans out there and all our listeners about this new single that you got out, Don't Forget Me.
Yes, Don't Forget Me. It's definitely jazz influenced, one of my, you know, earlier passions. The song came about last year, end of last year. We got the instrumental, and I loved it. I loved the jazz. I loved the saxophone in it, I can hear. So, of course, I gravitated to the instrumental, and I just wrote the song from there. It took a while to get all the lyrics down that I wanted it to be, but it came out nicely, I think.
You have a soulful voice. Very
yes,
soulful.
I would definitely
voice.
Say yes, soulful, yes. I try to bring out the soul in me with every song that I do.
Right. We have a caller that just called in. Caller, go ahead and say your name and speak, please.
Hi, my name is Nikki. Everybody.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
Hey. How are you doing?
All right. You have something to say to Ms. Sinclair?
Yes, her voice is very beautiful. It's a different type of voice. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, everybody don't have as much soul, and her voice is extremely soulful. And you know,
aww.
I tried to copy the lyrics one time, and I showed, you know, I let my family listen to it, and it was like, that is so complicated to do. They couldn't even try it.
Oh.
We were just like, we were just on a hot mess.
Wow.
I was like, I can't do that. The range. You're such a broad range.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yes. I tried to, when I was younger, I did a lot of soprano, like high, mm-hmm. the high singing, but then I really love alto. So that's mm-hmm. where I fit the most, I think, the lower ranges. But mm-hmm. I have definitely a good range for my voice.
Yes.
Yeah.
And thank you for calling, Nikki.
Thank you, Nikki.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate that. I plan to
welcome.
Put out more so you can listen to it. Many more to come. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Welcome. I can't wait.
Oh. Yes. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and spin Don't Forget Me. So everyone stay tuned. You're all free. Welcome to call on the show on the guest line number. And here is Don't Forget Me. Just still Miss Sinclair.
Future, I definitely want to tour. I want to go overseas and try to go to the UK and those places to make an album, experience the life over there.
All right, all right. And what are some of your accomplishments you've made in your talent so far right now?
Definitely the video that I put out, Serious Things. I'm the most confident about that song. The video turned out very, very excellent. So I think that's my biggest accomplishment, doing the music video and getting that out there, getting people to see the face to the music.
Have you already done any performances at some of the venues in your city already? And since you're doing performances, will you be traveling to other cities to perform?
I would love to travel to other cities. I do local shows. I've done a show in Montreal, lots of shows in Toronto. I've covered that city, so I definitely want to travel and do some more, expand my brand.
All right, all right. And what are your social sites that you're on for others to follow you on? Can you mention them? And also give your website information as well.
Definitely. So my main website is shamikamusic.com, S-H-A-M-I-K-A, music.com. Also on SoundCloud, it's soundcloud.com/Shamika Sinclair. All of my platforms are basically the same, Shamika Sinclair. If you Google that, you can definitely find all of my music.
All right, all right.
S-H-A-M-I-C-A. Sinclair, S-I-N-C-L-A-I-R.
All right, all right. Now, I'm going to go back a little bit. Now, when did you start your first single? What year was that?
My first single, what was my first single? Probably like 4 years ago. My first single, I think that was when I was in New York. I recorded a track called Right Here.
I really
love that track because it was definitely in the moment. I traveled to New York, and whenever I travel, I like to do music in that city just to capture the time and the vibe that was spent down there.
Right. Well, you know what? I got right here. And right now, well, I'm getting ready to play right here. So you stay right there so I can play this right here. All right, everyone. This is Right Here by Shamika Sinclair. Aspirations in the music industry, Shamika?
Well, I want to keep musing, making the music that everybody loves me to make, and hopefully, you know, I get to travel with the music because people, you know, want to hear me. Anywhere the music takes me, I'm willing to go, but making music as much as I can is the ultimate goal.
Right. Now, have you used your talent as far as helping your community, as far as helping, you know, any adversity in your community or charity events?
Well, I definitely aspire to do that when I get to that level, but unfortunately, I'm not there yet. I have to definitely put the groundwork in and, you know, put the legwork in to get to that level. But I definitely want to help my community out, the community that I spoke to you about earlier, you know, give back to the community when I get there.
Right, right, right. Now, I got this one clip called Baby You Are. Can you give me a little bit of a brief story behind that song?
Yes, definitely. I did that one as well in New York, about the same time that I did Right Here, Right There. So I did that track in New York about, I would say, 5 years ago. And
wow.
The environment was definitely reggae filled.
And I love that environment. So thrill for me when I heard the track. It was actually the first one that I heard. And I loved it. So he had the lyrics for me. We tweaked it a little bit. And I think another singer had sang it before, but I killed it. So
Will you be doing any more reggae music on your next project? And by the way, when will your next project of new music coming up?
Yeah, so we're working on an EP right now. It will be done probably late spring. Hopefully we can release it then. Reggae is always a part of me, will always be a part of me. I have no plans of stopping that.
Okay.
Everything I do, definitely reggae influence.
So who is your hip-hop artist that you collaborate with?
A lot of local Toronto artists. I collaborated with Schoolie. I collaborated with Young D. I collaborated actually with Tory Lane's older brother. His name is Brooks.
Uh-huh.
He's going to be coming out with some hot stuff very soon. And I actually collaborate a lot with his sister as well. Her name is Destiny Miscellaneous. Shout out to them. Shout out to the whole family, One Umbrella family. Love you guys. I'm sure everybody knows who Tory Lanez is. He's an artist from Toronto, as well as I think he grew up in the States as well. So we know we grew up with. We're definitely close with the family, so we definitely want to collaborate in the future. The whole One Umbrella family. Shout out to you guys.
All right. Well, I'm getting ready to spin Baby You Are. Stay tuned, everyone.
But love I got for you. We've been through the ups and downs, but this love will never change for you.
There for me, so I will always be here for you.
right. That is Baby You Are by Shamika Sinclair. All right, Shamika. I need to ask you, are all your songs written by you?
Most of them are. I would say 80% are. I do get songs that I really love that have been written, recorded by somebody else that I just want to do because I love it so much. But most of my songs are definitely written by me. I'm a singer / songwriter.
Right. Now, what music groups or artists that inspired you? Can you name a couple? That is your favorite. That's your favorite that inspires you to sing.
Yes. My favorite, my number one girl is definitely Amy Winehouse. I love her. My favorite singer ever. 100%. I love her.
I like Amy Winehouse too. I like her too.
She's amazing. She's amazing. Yeah. RIP to Amy. She's amazing.
All right. And can you go ahead and give your social sites for others to follow you up on and your website information again, please?
Yes, definitely. So my main site is shamikamusic.com, spelled Shamica. Sinclair is my last name, Sinclair. All of my sites are the same, Shamika Sinclair at Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. It's all the same, Shamika Sinclair. And my main site is shamikamusic.com.
All right. I hear Nikki, you're still connected. Did you have any words
yes.
to say? Go ahead.
Well, I love listening to your music. I like how you put the different spin on the reggae. So, you know, because it's more, I can say, we can relate to it more because we can hear the words. Because if you're not,
right.
You don't know, what's that language? Patois. You can't understand it. And, you know, understand your words. And I can relate to it more. I don't have to keep listening to it and, like, what are they talking about? But, I enjoyed it. Huh?
That's a good point, actually. I love to hear that. It's fusion. I definitely love to put the two together, everything together, the pop, the reggae, the hip-hop. It's just a fusion because I live in Toronto and there's so much culturally diverse. It's so culturally diverse that I have to mix it up. I have to put the R&B with the reggae because it's in my blood, you know? So that's a good point. I love to hear that. Yep, it makes
So on your next new music project, can you give us a little, tell us a little bit what's to be expected out of that new music?
Yes. So Don't Forget Me will be on the upcoming EP. I'm working on a track right now. It's being done in the studio as we speak. So I'm excited about that new track. It's like a kind of a spin-off of Don't Forget Me. It's definitely talking about relationships. And I have a few videos that I want to do as well. I want to put those out in the summertime to correlate with the music. So hopefully all that will be coming out very soon. It's in the works, so look out for that.
Okay. All right. So I would like for you to go ahead and give a shout out to all your supporters that supported you on your musical journey. You can go ahead now.
Thank you for everybody who's been with me from day one. Thank you for my best friend and manager and everything to me, B. Thank you. Love you. Shout out to the whole family for loving me and supporting me. Thank you to all my producers. Thank you to Dodge. Thank you to Shiv the Chef, my little brother. He's an upcoming producer. He's big news for him. He's awesome. Yeah, shout out to all my fans that's been listening for my music, listening out for everything that I do. Shout out to Darkroom Entertainment for everything that they've been doing for me. They're going hard for me right now. Thank you, everybody that's listening to me and supporting supporting the kid because I love it and I appreciate it. And many, many more big stuff to come this year, definitely.
All right, okay. All right. And last but not least, your words of wisdom. Any advice you want to give to those that want to be in your place in the music industry? Any advice you want to give?
Yes. Number one, I would say, is be yourself. It's very, very important to be authentic because people will love you for being yourself. Put the music out. Don't hide it. Put the music out. Whoever you are, make a stand for who you are. Be authentic and don't stop doing it because it will happen. Don't get discouraged because you love it. So, you know, keep doing it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. And you know, Shamika, I'll be looking for you to give me a ring for that new music. And thank you for your participation coming on the show. I'm glad we got through all the hard stuff. And we got to broadcast you and everything. I love your music. Oh. Keep doing your thing, lady. I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
I love it, too. You went for a treat.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Nick.
Hello?
Go ahead.
I said people are in for a treat with her music.
And
in for
I
a treat.
I fell out the chair when I first heard it. I'm like, where'd she come from? You know, so, Dre Entertainment contacted me. He was bugging the heck out of me. I'm going to give a shout out to him, and I appreciate it for contacting me. And you're always welcome to come back on the show, same lady. Love your style. Love the way you sing. Love that soulful voice. You take care of that voice here.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much. You don't even know. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
You all have a blessed evening. And Nikki, thank you for calling on the show. Thank you for your support.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Nikki.
All right.
Okay.
All right, everyone. This is Let's Jazz It Up. Blog Talk Radio. I am your host with the most, about to sign out. I'm getting ready to spin one last song called The Hotline Bling by the soulful singer Shamika Sinclair. Everyone stay tuned on all my other episodes. I have new shows coming up next week, which is I have Ron Anthony and Philip Brissard, and also a lady singer named Ro. So you all click onto my link, and you'll be able to see what's upcoming. And I thank you all for your support, and stay tuned. This is Brenda Moss signing out.
I used to call him on his trap phone, late night when I need that drug. Call him on his trap phone, took one hit and fell in love. And he know when the hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. And he know when the hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, ooh, I heard you flocking with them birds again. You gon' make me call my girls again. Don't think I ain't seen you on Instagram. Cause ever since I left the city, you, I seen you flexing with them girls again. I seen you chilling at Ace again. Don't make me get up in that face again. Who you think I am?
I used to call him on his trap phone, late night when I need that drug. Call him on his trap phone, took one hit and fell in love. And he know when the hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. And he know when the hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since you left the city, ooh, I've been going crazy trying to find a man who keeps the shit on point just like you can. I'm just being honest, always been a man. But
hard ever since you left the city. Ooh, sipping on champagne, blowing Kush games. We just trying to be the next young exec. Henny, Remy, Martin, always same as. I used to call him on his trap phone. Late night when I need that drug. Call him on his trap phone. Took one hit and fell in love. And he knowing the highlight blame. That can only mean one thing. And he knowing